let's get to what the ESPN list is of people that have been laid off today. They say there's going to be 20 when it's all said and done. Okay. Let's see. I've got them all in one list here, which is at least helps. Here's the command. There we go. Complete list. So, Jeff Van Gundy. This one baffled me. Unless they're going to take, for example, Doris Burke and elevate her to one of those two chairs. Because Van Gundy, along with Mark Jackson, Mike Breen, made a great trio on the air for the second most valuable property that ESPN has. Or maybe the third most valuable. I would say Monday Night Football's first, college football playoff second, NBA third. All three are powerhouse. To me, that's a stretch to release one of the analysts from one of your top three properties. Jalen Rose, Max Kellerman, Keyshawn Johnson, Todd McShay, Matt Hasselbeck, SportsCenter's Ashley Brewer, Susie Culber, Steve Young, LaPhonso Ellis, he's been a part of game day the last 4 years, Jason Fitz, he's been on ESPN Radio, June Lee, baseball writer and host of Baseball Tonight Live. Let's see. And Jordan Cornette. He predominantly works for the ACC Network and has hosted Game Day on ESPN Radio on weekends. So Jordan Cornette is the latest to be laid off from ESPN. So I guess they're going to get the 20 today of the on-air people. And, yeah, hard. You can see what they're doing with the layoffs at ESPN. They are laying off people that, for the most part, are not working all year. Susie Culver does not work all year. Steve Young does not work all year. Matt Hasselbeck, sort of does, but not really. Jalen Rose, look, they've got a big problem with their studio shows. It's baffling, to be honest with you. This is the worldwide leader in sports, and you got people all over the world that want to work for them, and for some reason they swing and miss on studio shows left and right. You look at, for example, the NBA. I mean, Ernie Johnson, Kenny the Jet Smith, Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal. That show is entertaining, but has gravitas. ESPN shows don't have gravitas. Ernie Johnson is just incredible hosting that. Then you go to hockey. ESPN badly wanted back in on hockey. They got a lot of people in that building that love hockey. Yet Liam McHugh and Paul Bissonnette and Henrik Lundqvist and Anson Carter and Wayne Gretzky kicked the daylights out of them. Man, I don't get it. Now, the college football game day crew was great, and that's why it was tough seeing LaPhonso Ellis go, because I think the college basketball game day crew was really good. And Reese Davis is tremendous. But everything else they do out of the studio, I mean, their football pregame, Susie Culber does fine. But, I mean, there's no gravitas to that. And their show on Sunday morning leading in has nobody on you want to watch. I mean, I don't think so. I don't know about you.
I totally agree. Yeah.
For some reason, right? Why were Joe Buck and Troy Aikman brought in? They were brought in because, guess what? They're not only really good and nationally recognizable, they've got gravitas. Hey, that's what you need in that spot. Mike Breen brings gravitas. Yeah, it's... I don't know. For some reason, they've never found that formula. And it's not just with the NBA. You know, and then there's a lot of radio layoffs here, too. National radio is difficult. On the day we say goodbye to Mark Lawrence, I'm going to work Mark Lawrence into this because I think it's really important. It is very difficult to do national radio. And the reason it is that you have a lot of different interests out there. And you can only appeal to a few at a time, maybe. And ESPN spends a lot of time talking about the Lakers because LeBron's there. Over and over and over. And when LeBron was with Cleveland, people talked about the Cavaliers over and over and over. And a friend of mine was saying that when he was younger, he went out to California because they were going to switch cars with his sister. So the family, him, mother, and another brother, I guess, went out to change cars with the sister in California. So he's listening to ESPN radio. On the way out, they talked about the possibility of Kevin Love being dealt from the T-Wolves to the Cavs. Now, this is, you're driving out days and days and days, and every day they talked about Kevin. On the way home, they talked about the fact that the trade for Wiggins had been made, and then Kevin Love was going to the Cavaliers, and Wiggins was going to Minnesota, and for the 5 days driving back, that's all they talked about that, too. And that's the problem with national radio. There's only so many times you can sit there and talk about the possibility of Aaron Rodgers being traded. You know, the audience, I mean, and ESPN has lost its powerhouse lineup. It was Mike and Mike, Colin Cowherd, Scott Van Pelt, and I think it was Ryan Russillo.
Right? Correct, yeah.
What a dynamite lineup. What a dynamite lineup that was. But Cowherd ended up going to Fox, got more money. Scott Van Pelt went to TV. Broke that up. You know, and when you're doing the late night, you can't be doing late afternoon radio and then do late night TV like he does. And Mike Greenberg wanted his own TV show. So the whole thing broke up. Well, it's been nothing but a hodgepodge ever since. And people become attached to personalities. Right? Mark Lawrence. When Mark Lawrence was at this radio station, Mark Lawrence, I think, has been in radio 41 years. I think it's 31 years at this station.
That is correct. Both numbers are correct.
Yep.
Both numbers are correct.
I mean, do you think I walk in doing no research? What's going on here? You
know, get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Right. Okay. The people of the Valley became very attached to Mark Lawrence because every morning he was there. It doesn't mean they agreed with everything he said. It doesn't mean they agreed with his politics. Maybe they did agree with his politics. Maybe they agreed with the vast majority of what he said, but they listened to him. And he related beautifully to the audience. You take a phone call, he takes a phone call, he'll listen to your point of view. But he related to the audience. Hey, he knew everything about every possible charity going on in the area. He threw his heart and soul into it. And that's what people relate to. You know, when they're listening to the radio, can they relate to the person who was on the air talking? And since ESPN Radio broke up their lineup for the various reasons I talked about, there is nobody on there that's relatable. It's like, oh, who's this guy? Who's that guy? Who, what? They do what? They can't relate to them. A guy like Mark Lawrence, who's an absolute prince and an outstanding on-air personality, established himself over a period of time and endeared himself to the people of the Valley because they could relate to him and he could relate to them. And ESPN doesn't, radio doesn't have that. They don't have that relatability.